Hello, this is Joe Stoppelbein, pastor of Sunrise Baptist Church in Tucson, Arizona. I would like to welcome you to this special broadcast of Streams in the Desert with evangelist Cliff Lawton, where living waters flow. And now with our message for this Lord's Day is our evangelist, Cliff Lawton.
Round the throne, shining throne, praising heaven's King.
And song that day I know
I'll go to that land where living waters flow.
And thank you, dear Pastor Joe Stoppelbein. What a blessing, what a joy, what a thrill, my dear friends, to come to you once again by means of the radio. And welcome, dear listeners. Come on in and visit with us at this place we call this oasis in the desert of sin that we call Streams in the Desert, where living waters flow. What a joy, what a thrill, and a privilege it is, my dear friends, to come to you once again. And I trust you're rejoicing in the Lord. It hardly seems possible, Brother Blaine, that I guess for all practical purposes, summer is over, but we, man alive, it's been hot here in sunny Tucson. And we like it that way here, and we rejoice. But school is here. My wife teaches in Christian school. She started teaching already. We rejoice and we praise the Lord for back to school. We just had back to school Sunday this morning, and I want to encourage you to come on out for Friend Day. And we praise the Lord and thank God for friends, godly, precious, dear friends. And thank God for those who call us friends, and praise the Lord for them. Thank God for the friend that sticks closer than a brother, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to have Friend Day September 16th at the Temple Baptist Church. This is Pastor Cliff Lawton of Temple Baptist Church thanking you for tuning in to Streams in the Desert. And we want you to pray for us. We want you to come and visit us. You know, some of our men, you know, they kind of get down on their knees Wednesday night. And we praise the Lord for them. They're praying for you to come out and visit with us. And here passing by us right here is a dear new mother. Denise just had twins. God bless you, Denise. Pray for her. And she's got to live with Brother Eli, and that's a real challenge for her, I'm sure. But thank God for you, Denise. And pray for Eli and Denise Perez. We thank God for him. He's one of the assistant pastors. They just had twins. And I'm sure that they have a full house there. And two other little girls already, so it's four. Now you're half a dozen. God bless you, Denise. We're going to have you on the show sometime, okay? On the program. All right. God bless you. And so, dear friends, I want to just say thank you for tuning in. And pray for these new mothers. It's a challenge being a mother today and a father today. And what a challenge. And I just thank God for godly parents, the folks who are sending their kids to Christian schools or they're homeschooling, or some of them have their kids in public schools. One dear mother said, pray for me as my kids come home from school. Our dear Michelle here, and we need to pray for her that God would give her grace. She says, when the kids come home, we got to defrag them. We got to deprogram them. And so that's so true. We need to be careful what our children are being taught. And we need to counter it with the precious, wonderful Word of God. So pray for us here at Temple Baptist Church. We thank God for this opportunity, not only for the TV, but also the radio. We have some really exciting news for you, dear friends. Our website is going to be hopefully up and running. If it's not up by the time you hear this broadcast, it will be up within the next few days. And we will be downloading, then uploading. I'm not sure. What's the difference between the upload and the download, Brother Blaine? I'm not sure. One goes uphill, one goes downhill, I guess. So we'll be uploading the broadcasts and so that you can download them onto your iPods. And we thank the Lord for one dear brother who writes to us here at Streams in the Desert. He says, Dear Brother Cliff, he says, I am an over-the-road driver. He says, praise God for your broadcast. He says, I download your broadcast to my iPod, and I listen to you as I drive across the country. Well, praise God for this dear brother. He says he's been up by my old stomping ground up in Wisconsin. He says, I learned that they have a lot of turkeys up there, and they have cranberries. Well, I guess that's better than hauling booze, isn't it? better than hauling a beer, and I don't think he would ever do that. But so you pray for James McGrew. He says, I'm a member of Sunrise Baptist Church. Please pray for my safety and the Lord's guidance. I thank you and Brother Blaine for the work you do for the Lord. James D. McGrew. So, Brother James, we love you in the Lord. We thank God for you. And, well, you know, praise the Lord. You know, all these truckers, you know, they're not old crusty, wicked sinners. Some of them are really godly men. They really are. And they're driving up and down this country, keeping our country rolling. And where would we be? In Tucson, good night. I don't think we grow much of anything in Tucson. Everything's got to be trucked in. So thank God for the fruits and the vegetables and the produce and of course the beef and all the rest of everything that's trucked into this town, this city. And praise the Lord for truckers like Brother James. And Father, we just ask your blessing on Brother James McGrew right now. We bow our heads and our hearts. We pray for him and all the other truckers who might be listening, that, Lord, your blessing would be upon them, your safety and your guidance, your watch care. Lord, to keep their tires from blowing out, keep them from some maniac pulling in front of them. I pray that God in heaven, he'll get where he is supposed to be, safe and sound. And we pray we'll hear from him again. And other truckers as well. In Jesus' name, amen. So thank you, Brother James, and our prayers are with you. You say, well, I'd like to write to Streams in the Desert. Well, let me give you that address, Streams in the Desert, P.O. Box, real simple, P.O. Box 5339. We need to hear from you, friend. That post office box is getting a little dusty. We need to hear from you. We need your encouragement. And so send something along if you want to and if you can. If you can't, just at least send a letter. We'd appreciate it. That Streams in the Desert, P.O. Box 5339, Tucson, Arizona, 85703. 85703. And we need to hear from you. I know Brother Joe's going to come on in and say 16544. Please disregard that if you can. I mean, if you do send it there, it'll be forwarded to us. But Streams in the Desert, P.O. Box 5339. Tucson, Arizona. That's T-U-C-S-O-N, Arizona, 85703. And Temple Baptist Church is located at 333 West Drachman. We have some road work going on there, but you'll see some signs getting in how to get into the Executive Inn and Suites there. And we praise the Lord for that fine facility, and we'd love to have you come on Sunday morning. 10 o'clock, our Sunday school hour. 10:30 is our morning service. We want to encourage you to come and be a part. We may be changing that so we get a little more time in Sunday school. But right now it's at 10 and 10:30. So be in prayer. And then 5:30 is our evening service. And come on out for that if you can. And then on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, we'll be having some changes coming along. But just pray for us as we serve the Lord at Temple Baptist Church. And then, of course, if you'd like to see us on television, on the cablecast there, the telecast, you're welcome to join us every Sunday morning at on Cox 98 and every Friday night at Cox 120 and Comcast 72 right in there, analog 72 and 73 right in there. You can find us there every Friday night at 8 o'clock, every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. And we just had a wonderful dinner to be a blessing to all of those who helped out on that telecast, and we appreciate it so much for those who labor. And, of course, Brother Blaine and the staff here who helped to produce the radio program. So please be in prayer. Now, folks, the Bible says over in 1 Corinthians, and verse 20, it says there, 1 Corinthians 1:20, where is the wise, where is the scribe, where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Do you hear that? It says, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. Oh, listen, dear friend, I thank God for the privilege of preaching, and that is what we need. We need some Carusos. We need some proclaimers today. We need some men of God who are willing to lift up their voice like a trumpet and show this wicked land their transgression. We need to do that. And so some folks have asked me, well, what's it like when you're preaching? I mean, we hear your radio broadcast. It's real nice. But what's it like when you're preaching? Well, I'll tell you what I've done. Now, we're going to listen. We're going to just kind of sneak in on a service that we were in recently, not long ago, where we were preaching to some preachers. And we were talking to them about standing up and preaching the way we should. Now, we're going to come in to where I've just talked about a book that somebody put out about the liberals and how hypocritical they are. And I challenge the preachers about how, you know, the problem in America isn't just the liberals. It isn't just the militant Muslims or the sodomites. It's Christians and preachers and how we need to get back on fire for God and how we need to be faithful and true and fruitful. And so I want you to kind of sneak in to this meeting with preachers where I'm preaching, and let's hear it, and we'll come back in a little while. Brother Blaine?
See, the problem with America isn't these people. The problem in America is we preachers. We aren't doing the job God's called us to. And I put myself in that. Yeah, we're part of the solution, but I think a lot of times, if we just stand up in a pulpit, and we're just trying to get through it, you know, just get the machine going, you know, get the mimeograph going, and we just spit out another sermon. You make sure that when you get in that pulpit, that you have a message from the throne of God, from off the altar of God. Give your people what they need, and they'll thank God for it. This is Evelyn. I wonder, preachers, what kind of America will she grow up in? What kind of Arizona will she grow up in? She has a godly father, a godly mother, some of the most precious people you would ever know. I want to do what I can to make sure she has a free Arizona to grow up in, a free America. Get a burden. I pray that one day Evelyn will grow up and marry a preacher.
Amen.
And be a godly woman. She's always got something to say. Oh, yeah. Better look out. Does he have to be Hispanic?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It took me a while to figure out what Armando meant. He kept saying Armando. I couldn't figure out, what is that? That little thing you're putting in front of my name there. You know? Armando and Armando. Figured out. Brother Brett let me in on the secret. Let's stand together, gentlemen. I have something to give you. I'd like to pass this out to you. Brother Larry, if you get that side. Preachers on this side. Brother Pinson, just pass those out if you would. I had the privilege of meeting with Leonard Ravenhill back in 1989. He's in heaven now. He was the last of the great revivalists that I know of. Maybe you know of one, but Leonard Ravenhill knew the people who were members
of the Church's
Tabernacle.
And thank you, Evangelist Cliff Lawton. And that was sort of the tail end. We're going to go back and we're going to give you more of the middle part of that message. But, you know, I had a real burden for preachers that night, and praise God for the pastors who are the shining lights in this great land in which we live. What a privilege it is to be a preacher. What a privilege it is to be a pastor, to be an evangelist, to be a missionary. And we need to cry out to God that God will bless the faithful pastors in this country. And their wives as well. They're the unsung heroes, really, the pastors' wives. And I thank God for them, each and every one. And you know, it's our responsibility. It's as it says here, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believed. For you see, your calling, brethren, verse 26 in 1 Corinthians 1, how that not many mighty men, not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. I love this. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And so, dear friend, we just ask and pray that God would bless every preacher that's preaching the Word of God, the Gospel, and the Lord Jesus Christ. And those who are liberals, those who are attacking God's Word, I pray that they get hiccups this coming Sunday morning. I do. I pray that what they preach will be really put down by the precious Word of God, some faithful people in those churches. I want us to listen to a very precious song, We Will Carry the Torch. We need to carry the torch, dear friend. We need to ask the Lord to bless in a wonderful way. And let's listen as these young people sing this precious song. We need to pray that God would raise up some men who will carry the torch for Jesus.
The world lies in darkness, lost in their sin, and they don't even know the danger they're in. We who are called to that glorious fight must shine like a
Thank you, and that's Hiles Anderson College and young people there, and I praise the Lord for that. You know, we need to carry the torch, dear friend, in this generation. Carry the torch in this day and in this age. It's like everything has been compressed now, and everything is under so much stress and pressure. Everyone's under so much stress and pressure in their lives that every minute counts now. It's very important that we start on time. And somebody else says, one preacher said to me, well, we start on time and we end sometime. Well, I'll tell you what, we want to be efficient, but we need to pray and ask God to give us His grace and His power. Well, we do thank God for those who are preaching. And we're going to go back into that service once again. And let's listen for another short time as we hear the challenging of of the preachers.
Boy, she came after me with a frying pan. I'm telling you what. You have to know Doris Miller. You remember Doris Miller, Mama? Oh, my soul. Lapel mics can be very dangerous. I ask you tonight, do you weep? Can I ask you a personal question, preacher? Do you weep? Do you know what it is to weep? You say, my daddy taught me not to do that. That's not manly. Moses wept. David wept. Paul wept. I'm telling you, I'm burdened for you. You are my best friends, even if you don't like me. Now, whether you like it or not, God brought us here, okay? You Arizona guys, we're here. And we're going to help this preacher back here. And God's doing something special in this place. You just come and look. Am I right, Brother Pence? There's a sweet spirit in this place. We're not the biggest church, but I sure hope we're the best. And we're here to do the best we can. Now, I'm not saying you got to weep in the pulpit, but I'll tell you what. There's a precious lady here who came. And is that your sister, Cricket? Your niece, I'm sorry. And she was weeping yesterday morning because she had a serious operation. And I'm glad I have a pastor who cares. Now, if you're not going to weep in the pulpit when you preach, you better at least be weeping on your knees. You can't have a church of more than 10 or 20 people without having a heap of travail and a heap of burden and problems. These battered, bruised people that come through these doors. I want to tell you something. I had a little African-American boy that was sitting right there. I put my arm around that young man. His name was Miguel. He was respectful. And I'll tell you what, he reminded me of one of my bus kids. Put my arm around him. I said, I want you to know something, Miguel. We love you here. He says, I know you do. He came forward for baptism last night. And my preacher was happy about that. What would you do if a little African-American boy came into your church with braids and tattoos on? That's a soul for whom Jesus died, last I checked. Over a passionate passion for souls. Oh, Brother Eli, I'm ready. Oh, for a passionate passion for souls. Oh, for a pity that yearns. Oh, for the love that loves unto death. Oh, for the fire that burns. Oh, for the pure prayer power that prevails, that pours itself out for the lost. Victorious prayer in the conqueror's name. Oh, for a Pentecost. You know, before we work on our preaching, we need to work on our hearts. And we look forward to being in your churches, many of you. Give us a chance. I don't normally preach this long. But like I said, we like books like this, don't we? Do As I Say. How many have seen that book? Huh? Have you seen that book? And it really, profiles in liberal hypocrisy. Boy, we like to throw the darts at Michael Moore and Hillary Clinton and Ted Kennedy and Al Frankenstein and Barbara Streisand and all those. Right? Somebody gave that to me for Christmas. And I thought to myself, well, these people don't know the Lord. I wonder, are we hypocritical ourselves? Yeah. See, the problem with America isn't these people.
Okay, thank you, Evangelist Cliff Lawton. That's where we were preaching to some preachers, and I was challenging them personally that we need to make sure that we're right with the Lord and make sure that we go into the pulpit with the fire of God. And folks, we need preaching in our churches today. We got all these programs, and we got all the entertainment. We've got all the, fine-oiled machinery. But the fact of the matter is, there's very little Bible preaching that impacts the hearts of God's people and even sinners to come to Christ. And so let's pray for a holy, heaven-sent revival in hearts and lives. Leonard Ravenhill gave me a very precious outline. Poem that he told me. He said, Brother Cliff, he said, you need to read this before you preach. You need to read this. The Bible says that we need to preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. This is what he said. Shall I, for fear of mortal man, the Spirit's course in me restrain, or undismayed in deed and word, be a true witness to my Lord? Awed by mortal's frown, shall I conceal the word of God most high? How then before thee shall I dare to stand, or how thine anger bear? Shall I to soothe the unholy throng soften thy truths and smooth my tongue? To gain earth's gilded toys or flee the cross endured my Lord by thee? What then is he whose scorn I dread, whose wrath or hate makes me afraid? A man, an heir of death, a slave, to sin a bubble on the wave. Yea, let men rage, since thou wilt spread thy shadowing wings about my head, since all pain thy tender love will still my sure refreshment prove. Give me thy strength, O God of power. Then let winds blow or tempests roar. Thy faithful witness will I be, 'tis fixed, I can do all through thee. Preacher Leonard Ravenhill told me, he said, I suggest you paste this in the back of your Bible and read it once each time before you're going to preach. That was by Charles Wesley, by the way. One of the great founders of the great, many years ago, Methodist Church, when it was great. And now we've got, women pastors over there, and we have sodomite pastors and so on and so forth, ministers, men of the cloth, so-called. Listen, we need to carry the torch, dear friend. We need to ask God to carry the torch, and we need to pray that God would light some fire in each and every one of our hearts. Let's pray that God will light a fire in our churches. And like old Brother Shelton Smith says, let the church catch on fire and then watch it burn for the glory of God. Carry the torch. Thank you. Thank you. Strength and beauty there at Hammond, Indiana. Praise God for you. We will carry the torch. Oh, listen, friend, all across this land, the lights are going out in churches. Oh, maybe they still have some incandescent light on, but the light of the gospel is going out across many churches. They're not as fundamental as they used to be. They're not as aggressive in their evangelism. They're softening and compromising. They got a new Bible now, you know. They don't need that old King James Bible anymore, you see. Oh, listen, we need to cry out to God and pray that He will send a baptism of the old-time religion. The blood of Christ, the blessed book, and the blessed hope. I want to thank you for listening today, a special broadcast. And I want to ask you to pray for us at Streams in the Desert and the new pastor study in Temple Baptist Church. I want to encourage you to go to our new website at tbctucson.com. That's tbctucson.com this week, and it should be up and running within the next few days. I appreciate it, and I ask you to pray for us. And if you have any questions, you can always give us a call at 250-9201-520, 250-9201. We'd be glad to be an encouragement to you. Until next week, we ask you to pray for us, and don't you forget to keep looking up.
Thank you, Brother Cliff, and once again, we thank you, dear friend, for tuning in to Streams in the Desert, where living waters flow. We trust you were blessed and challenged by God's precious word. If you are not sure about your own personal salvation, or if you have a spiritual need, we would love to hear from you and provide counsel and materials for your own spiritual growth. You can write to us at Streams in the Desert, P.O. Box 16544, Tucson, Arizona 85732. Or you can contact us at 250-9201. And by the way, Brother Cliff is available for special meetings and pulpit supply also. Well, God bless you richly. And be sure to join us the next Lord's Day at 5 p.m. for Streams in the Desert, where living waters flow.